Alhambra 教会的诗班联合起来到各地去唱主耶稣基督的福音诗歌。
Every year in December, our church's choir and Alhambra's church's choir are joined together to spread gospel everywhere.
今年27日好像最后一个主日是在这个教会是吧？诗班在这个教会要献唱。
They are scheduled to perform in our church on the 27th.
是希望你们能够自己来，同时邀请你们的家人、朋友，特别还没有信主的人，希望他们能来。
I hope you can come yourself and also invite your unbelieving family members and friends to join the performance.
今天我要跟弟兄姊妹谈的一个题目是讲到一个教会怎么样子操作或者发挥它的功能。
Today, the topic of my sermon is about how a church should operate or the function of a church.
我想弟兄姊妹们可能会觉得不知道为什么突然在这个时候要讲这个题目。
Perhaps some of brothers and sisters are wondering why is it that we have this topic today.
两个目的，第一个目的就是在我们当中很多朋友们他们对教会的操作不了解。
My sermon will serve a twofold purpose. Number one.Perhaps many brothers and sisters in our midst do not understand the operation of a church.
很可惜的，在圣经里头，特别在新约圣经里头讲教会的方面，没有很详细的讲到一个教会怎么样子操作。
It is rather unfortunate that in the Bible, especially in the New Testament,There is not detailed description about how a church should operate.
所以在教会以外的人觉得这个教会很古怪，形形色色，各种的组织好像都有。
Therefore, many outsiders outside of church, they may be wondering why there are so different forms of Christian church nowadays.
我们要了解圣经不是一本好像描写很详细的做事的方法的一本书。
We must understand that Bible is not a book, which is intended to give a very detailed description of how things in life should be done.
神他把他的原则告诉他的儿女。
God gives us, give his children his principles.
同时也给他们相当的自由来发挥他们这个从神来的才干怎么样子来实现神的心意。
At the same time, God allows his children to have plenty of freedom to display or to put into practice different gifts from God.
很不幸的，我们发现历代以来人性的软弱跟人性的败坏也掺杂在这个里头。
But it's also unfortunate that we have witnessed that throughout history, human weakness and human sins have been mixed up in church with the preaching.
很明显的一件事情就是我们看到在梵蒂冈的那个组织。
One thing which is very evident is the Vatican Church.
梵蒂冈的天主教。
The Catholic Church in Rome.
他们的头是王。
Their head is almost like a king.
所以天主教的人以为 这个真正的教会的主就是他们的这个主教。
Therefore, Catholics think, their bishops or the Pope is the king, is the head of their church.
那另外有一种教会，我们看到几乎没有任何的组织。
On the other hand, we also see a different kinds of church, which we may say almost do not have any sort of organization, so to speak.
他们的这个主要的一个标准就是圣经。
Their standard, principal standard, is the scripture, the Bible.
这一次我们发现人读圣经的时候了解不一定都相同。
But then we discover that when we study the Bible, our understanding of the Bible may not be identical.
我刚才讲到人的立根性就是总是要让自己有权柄有势力能够这个下令给这些人给那个人。
As I just said, it's a human weakness that we always want to control other people to be the one in power.
因为这个缘故，所以我们就看到形形色色的教会的组织。
Because of this, we have seen nowadays there are many different forms of church.
那么弟兄姊妹来到我们教会，发现我们的教会也有好像跟一般的教会不相同的组织。
And then when brothers and sisters come to this church, they also discover that it seems that this church is rather different from many churches elsewhere.
许多人就觉得这个教会故意的标新立异。
So many people may come to the conclusion that this church pretends to be unique, to be different from others.
所以我觉得在今天，也许趁这个机会把我们教会的运作的这个方式跟途径跟弟兄姊妹们分享。
Therefore, I would like to take this opportunity to clarify a bit how our church operate.
另外还有一个原因，就等我讲完了这篇道理之后，再向弟兄姊妹们解释。
There's yet another reason why I give a sermon as this today, and after I finish my sermon, I will explain to the congregation.
请我们一同翻到新约提摩太前书第三章。
Please turn our Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
我要从第一节读到十三节。
Verses 1-13.
人若想要得荐读的职分，就是羡慕善功，这话是可信的。做荐读的必须无可指责，只做一个妇人的丈夫，有节制自守。端正，乐意接待远人，善于教导，不饮酒之事，不打人，只要温和，不争竞，不贪财，好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺服。人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管上帝的教会呢？初入教的不可以做荐读，恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里。荐读也必须在教外有好名声，恐怕被人毁谤，落在魔鬼的网罗里。第八，做执事的也是如此，必须端庄，不宜可两舌，不好喝酒，不贪不义之财，要存清洁的良心，固守正道的奥秘。这等人也要先受试验，若没有口舌之处，然后叫他们做执事。女执事也是如此，必须端庄，不说谗言，有节制，凡事忠心， 只是只要做一个妇人的丈夫，好好管理儿女和自己的家，因为善做执事的自己就得到美好的地步，并且在基督耶稣里的真道上大有胆量。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1, here is a trustworthy saying, if anyone sets his heart on being an overseer, he desires a noble task. Now the overseer must be above reproach, the husband of but one wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him with proper respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. He must also have a good reputation with outsiders so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap. Deacons, likewise, are to be men worthy of respect, sincere, not indulging in much wine, and not pursuing dishonest gain. They must keep hold of the deep truth of the faith with a clear conscience. They must first be tested, and then, if there is nothing against them, let them serve as deacons. In the same way, their wives are to be women worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything. A deacon must be the husband of but one wife and must manage his children and his household well. Those who have served well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith in Christ Jesus. Let's pray.
主，谢谢你让我们有机会来讲说教会的真理。
Dear Lord, we thank you to give us an opportunity to speak of the truth about a church.
求主让我们所说的都是按照我们的知识，是合乎你的心意。
May you help us for whatever we say is in accordance with our understanding of your truth.
也求主能够纠正我们，假如我们的看法不正确。
And may your Holy Spirit correct us if our standing is incorrect.
我们现在求主让我们的教会因为今天所读的这些经文能够有一个很正确的了解。
May Lord help us that in light of the scripture we have just read, we will gain a more correct or accurate understanding of your church.
不是自己的创造。
It's not our creation.
也不是跟随世界的潮流。
We don't want to follow world trends.
而是按照你的心意，按照你话语的教导。
But rather, we will follow your will and follow your teachings.
求主与我们同在。
May you be with us.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
阿们。
阿们。
在圣经里头讲教会有两个意义。
In the Bible, whenever quote unquote church is talked about, there are usually two meanings.
有的时候这个教会是指着所谓普世教会而言。
Sometimes the term church refers to so-called universal church.
所以很多的原则是适用在普世教会里面上面的。
Therefore, many principles stated in the Bible are applicable to the universal church.
而圣经新约圣经里的大部分的教导都是着重在地方的教会。
Whereas in the New Testament, most large portions of teaching concentrates on so-called local church or indigenous church.
那么在教会初期的时候，基督徒是不受一般人欢迎的。
In early days, when church was first formed, Christians were not very well welcomed by people at that time.
甚至于是受到政府跟社会上面的一种这个不礼貌、不适当的这个待遇。
Even to the extent that they were treated unfairly or improperly by both the government and the society in general.
所以在当时教会的这个组织是很微小的。
Therefore, at that time, the organization of a church is on a rather small scale.
所以圣经上面提到教会，讲到以弗所的教会，讲到腓立比的教会等等。
So when Bible talks about churches, for instance, in Ephesus or in Philippines.
那因为这个缘故，就有一些人说，神的心意是一个地方只能有一个教会。
Because of this, so some people are saying that it's God's will that there can be only one church in a place.
这很明显是不正确的。
But obviously, this kind of statement is not correct.
怎么可能我们要洛杉矶的只有一个教会？
How could it be, for instance, there can be only one church in Los Angeles?
这种所谓地方教会的一种说法不是按照圣经的。
This belief about a local church or indigenous church is not what the Bible has taught us.
假如你们曾经听说过地方教会，你们要小心。
If you have heard about the term 地方教会 or local church, indigenous church, you have to exercise caution.
因为很明显的不可能一个地方只能有一个教会。
Because clearly it's impossible that there can be only one church in any place.
过去这一百多年来一个很普遍的一种现象就是神学院。
In the past 100 years or so, there have been a prevalent phenomena that is seminaries.
神学院的开始是一些学者他们关心教会信仰的正确，所以他们觉得我们要办学校来教导人怎么样子正确的解释圣经的真理。
Seminaries were first established by a group of scholars who cared about correct understanding of theology. That's why they determined to establish to open schools to study Bible.
可是谁够资格办神学院？谁是真正代表神的对神学的解释？没有一致的。
But then this leads to another question: Who are qualified to open on a seminary, or who can claim that he or she has a correct understanding of the Bible? As for this, there has not been a consistent views.
所以过去这百一百多年来，形形色色的神学院出现。
Therefore, in the past 100 years or so, we have seen a lot of different kinds of different types of seminaries emerging.
那每一个神学院都标榜他们的这个神学的教育是圣经真正的教育。
And every seminary claims that their theological education is the authentic one.
我们知道，在今天的社会，这种做法是不可能这个产生好的果效的。
We know this kind of world trend cannot possibly produce any positive result.
政府有的时候希望能够立定一些标准来对神学院这个教育加以控制。
The government hopes that they can set some regulations or rules to regulate the teachings in the seminary.
但是
seminaries
关于圣经的事情，政府不方便这个干涉很深。
However, with regard to the teaching of the Bible, the government thinks it's not inappropriate for them to intervene too much.
我刚才讲到，人性的败坏都掺杂在过去对教会的解释里头。
As I just said, human weakness and human evils have been involved in theological teaching.
今天的美国至少有几千间神学院。
A conservative estimate is nowadays in the United States alone, there are several thousands of seminaries.
在洛杉矶这个地方，中国的中文的神学院也有十几间。
In the greater Los Angeles area, there are more than 10 seminaries conducted in Chinese.
里面只有几个是在政府立案的，其他都是我讲的粗话一点，野鸡神学院。
There are only a few which have been accredited by the government. Others are, in a way, not legally established.
很不幸的一件事情，就是对于不信的人来说，他们觉得既然这个是个神学院，这个神学院的教育一定是正确的。
It's rather unfortunate that for unbelieving people, they would say, since this is a seminary, so their teaching must be authentic or accurate.
过去这个传统就是凡是神学院毕业的就有一个这个神学的一个学位。
The tradition has been that anyone who graduates from a seminary will be granted a degree.
对于社会上的一般群体来讲，这个是很有道理的他受过了正确的教育，现在应该有一个特别的头衔。
For people in a society at large, this is quite acceptable because he or she has been educated properly, so he or she deserves a title.
他们到圣经里来找一个名词。
在
圣经里来找名词。
They find a term from the Bible.
圣经里的一个最重听的一个名词就是牧师。
There's a term which is very popular or well received, that is so-called pastor.
这个是圣经的词这个用词我们不能够否认。
We cannot deny that this word pastor does appear in the Bible.
等一下我要解释这个牧师是怎么来的。
Later on, I will explain how the term pastor has come about.
牧师听起来那比传道那要高明得多啊。
Pastor sounds like that this person is much better than one who's entitled minister.
Yeah. Or... 中国有句俗语，我想年轻人可能你没听过，叫做人之患在好为人师。
There's a Chinese saying, perhaps young people haven't heard about this. It said the greatest weakness of a human being is that he likes to be a teacher of others.
每一个人都要作为一个师。
Everyone desires to be a teacher.
所以在教会里的侍奉牧师好听。
So, in a church, in the setting of a church, pastor or 牧师sounds great.
所以弟兄姊妹来到我们教会，一看，你们这谁是牧师啊？
So when brothers and sisters come to our church for the first time, they will naturally look for the person who is entitled pastor.
他们没有听到这里有个牧师，马上心里面对我们教会就有一个疑问。
But then when they find out there is not a pastor in this church, then to them there is a question mark in their mind.
这个教会可以来吗？
Can I join, come to this church?
在这一种教会能够听到神的话吗？
Can I get to hear God's words from a church like this?
好了，我们现在要言归正传。
So let's get to our concern topic today.
我们再读一处圣经，在腓立比书第一章一节。
Let's read another Bible passage, Philippians chapter 1, verse 1.
这是使徒保罗写给腓立比教会的一封信。
This is a letter addressed to a Philippians church by Apostle Paul.
基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事。
Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons.
这里一句话告诉我们，在教会里头有三种人。
This passage reveals to us that there are three kinds of people in a church.
第一，就是众圣徒。
First, all the saints.
凡是信主的人都被称为圣徒。
All believers of Christ are called saints.
因为他们是属于神的，跟世界是分别的。
Because they belong to God and are separated from the world.
并不是说他们真正是了不起的圣人，而是因为他们的身份是神专门把他们从世界上分别出来，所以称他们做圣徒。
It does not mean that they are perfect as saints, but rather it means that God set them apart from the world.
然后有两种人叫做监督跟执事。
And there are two other kinds of people, the overseers and the deacons.
刚才我们读提摩太前书第三章的时候，我们也读到监督跟执事他们的资格。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3, the passages we have just read, it also mentioned overseers and deacons.
可见的，在当初的教会里头，信徒们被称为圣徒，有两种人在教会里头侍奉神的，侍奉人的，一般人被称为监督，另外的一般人称为执事。
Therefore, we may conclude that in early church, all the believers are called saints, whereas there are two different kinds of people who manage the church or lead the church, overseers and deacons.
那么我们现在就要问，监督是什么人？
We may now ask a question. Who is an overseer?
我们要看一下《使徒行传》第二十章。
What kind of people are overseers? Let's take a look at Acts.
使徒行传二十章， 我们先看十七节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 17.
这里讲到保罗带着一批捐款从这个欧洲经过了这个小亚细亚要到耶路撒冷去。
Here the context that is that Paul with some money with him donations or offerings from believers he passed through minor Asia going to Europe.
那么他因为时间的关系他知道没有办法在以弗所花太多的时间这个等待。
Because of time constraints, he understood that there was no time for him to wait for long in Ephesus.
所以他就差派人到以弗所去。以弗所是离海口大概几十里地的一个大城市。他就差派人到以弗所的教会，把他们当时的治理他们的一批人找到。传上来，他要跟他们有一些交代。
So he sent to Ephesus for the elders of the church in Ephesus because he has some teachings or instructions for them.
他所找来的一批人，在这里讲到教会的长老。
Those people whom he gathered are called here in this passage.Elders of the church.
那这我们想，应该是讲教会的监督才对啊。
Then we may ask, why elders? Isn't it more proper to call them overseers?
为什么他不去叫这样监督，去叫长老
？So why is that? Here, the leaders of the church are called elders rather than overseers.
事实就是长老跟监督。是同一类的人。
The fact of the matter is that elders and overseers are the same type of people.
我们现在来看第二十八节。
Let's take a look, Acts 20:28.
这里的内容都是保罗对当时以弗所的长老们讲的话。
This is what Paul said to.The elders at that time.
所以二十八节，保罗对以弗所的长老这么说：“圣灵立你们做全群的监督。”这些长老其实他们的责任是监督。
Here, Paul said to the elders of the church in Ephesus.He said, keep watch over yourselves. Keep watch over yourselves. So here, Paul has overseers in mind.
他下面在讲，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养上帝的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
Here Paul said, the Holy Spirit has made you overseers and keep watch over yourselves and all the flock because the flock is redeemed, bought by our Lord Jesus with his own blood.
所以很明显的，保罗对这些长老说，你们的责任是做全群的监督。
So clearly, here Paul is saying,to the elders that your responsibility is to oversee the church.
你是个看羊子的人，所以这个监督其实就是看羊的这个牧人。
You are to watch over the flock of the church. That means you are in essence a shepherd.
下面跟着他说，你要为群群谨慎。牧养上帝的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood.
你这个做长老的，首先你要做全群的教会里面的监督，其次你的责任是要牧养上帝的教会。
You elders, your first responsibility is to oversee the church, and the second responsibility is to shepherd the church, the flock.
所以我们可以很肯定地讲，在教会初期的时候，教会是长老在牧养的。
So we may say with a certainty that in early church period, the leaders of the church were elders.
所以他在这个教会里的，他是负监督的责任。
And he had the responsibility of overseeing the church, be an overseer.
这个监督这个字 ,presbyterios, 这个字就是后来许许多多的人很喜欢用的一个字，就是什么 ?Bishop. 在美国一下你做了牧师那不够，你要再跳一阶叫做 Bishop。
So this overseer or priest,
presbyteral.
Oh, priest, but
presbyteral.
Presbyteral means 是什么意思？
那他是长老嘛，就是这样。
His elders and also the elder. This term later developed to bishop.So nowadays, many people think a bishop is at a higher rank than elders.
现在还有大主教、总主教，那最后教皇。
There are also different, even higher ranks than bishop. And final, the highest rank is the pope.
所以我们看到很多传道人，先这里要挂一个十字架，你要是这个 bishop 的话，这个十字架要大一点。你要是总这个监督的话，你要更大。到了教皇，一个十字架要这么大。
So, we may see different ranks of bishops are signified by the necklace with a cross before them. The bigger the cross is, the higher rank.
所以我们从使徒行传这里知道一件事情，就是长老、监督、牧人是同一类的人。
So from Acts, from the passages we have just read, we may conclude that elder, pastor, and overseer, they are the same kind of people.
等一下我要解释为什么又跑出来牧师。
And later, I will explain why is it that there is another term, pastor, capitalized pastor.
那么刚才我们读提摩太前书的时候，知道这些监督们或者说长老们是吧，在那里是讲监督，你们羡慕监督的啊，这个善工，其实就是长老。那么他们第一是管理教会的。
From 1 Timothy chapter 3, the passages we have just read, we know that the overseers, their responsibility is to manage the church or to direct the affairs of a church.
他们的工作是传道教导。
Their responsibility, their task are preaching,and the ministry of God's word and teaching.
我们刚才从使徒行传啊，这个二十章呢，你知道这些人对羊群有牧养的工作。
From Acts chapter 20, we know that elders have the responsibility of being a shepherd of the flock.
弟兄姊妹们应该知道，神爱他的儿女，常常把自己看作是一个牧人， 他的儿女都是羊。
Brothers and sisters, we all know that God loves his children, and he often considers himself a shepherd, and his children are the flock.
所以那些看顾他的羊群的人就是被称为牧人。
So those who care for his people are called shepherds.
牧人的工作是什么？是喂羊、保护跟关怀他的羊群。
So what are the responsibilities of a shepherd? There are three responsibilities. One is to shepherd the flock. One is to protect the flock. And the third is to care for the flock.
所以我们在教会里的侍奉的人要注意这些是我们必须要做的事情。
So those who serve the church should pay attention to these three responsibilities.
我们现在再翻到以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
这里在十一节他这么说，同样是使徒保罗写的。他所赐的，赐给教会的，有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Ephesians 4, 11, verse 11. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
所以保罗在这个地方讲到，他说，在现在，神所赐给教会的，有这几等人。
Paul is saying here that now God's gives to his church these several types of people.
这个地方保罗是指的教会讲的。
Here, church, Paul is referring to church.
那么他讲到神给教会有这几等人。
He's saying that God has provided his church with these several kinds of people.
他先提到有使徒，有先知。
He first mentioned apostles and prophets.
这两种人根据这个解经的人他们的解释是什么？是这两种人是神特别为了开始教会而给教会的。
According to Bible scholars, apostles are prophets, were people that God provided his church in order to build a church.
我们看以弗所书第二章第二十节，那里特别讲到这一件事。
Let's see chapter 2, verse 2 of the same book.
No. Verse 20.
Verse 20.
Yeah. 他说，也许我们从十九节开始读，他讲，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是上帝家里面的人的，就是你们现在都是基督徒了，都信了主了，是不是？下面，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Ephesians 2, verse 19. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. Verse 20, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone.
我们假如是到前面去这个读，从十一节再开始的，我们就发现 在他现在是讲你们是执着那一批啊，这个跟犹太人啊，这个不同的百姓。
If we go back to verse 11, we will find that here you are referring to Gentiles who are different from Israel.
很快的，我们就看十六节，既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两乡归为一体，与上帝和好。
And in verse 16, and in this one body to reconcile both of them, that is Gentiles and Israelites, by both of them to God through the cross, by which he puts to death their hostility.
所以下面我们刚才读的就是他不再做外人和客旅了，他是已经是一个教会里头的圣徒了。
This echoes what we have just read. Those Gentiles who now believe in Jesus Christ are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household.
所以他现在他进一步的讲，你既然是神的儿女，那你就要被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
Now Paul goes one step further. Saying that now that you are God's children, you must be built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
什么是使徒跟先知的根基？
So what is the foundation of the apostles and prophets?
这一本新约圣经就是使徒和先知的根基。
The very foundation of the apostles and prophets is this New Testament.
神借着使徒，借着先知，把他的话语写在新约圣经里头。
God writes down his words through the apostles and the prophets.
先知书都是新约圣经都是从先知跟使徒来的。
The New Testament, the whole book, comes from apostles and prophets.
所以我们现在回到以弗所书来，我们就发现，现在这个教会里的还有没有使徒跟先知？
So now we go back to Ephesians chapter 4, the passage we have just read. Do we still have apostles and prophets in the church?
大部分的解经家都认为今天的使徒跟先知已经不存在。
Most Bible scholars believe that nowadays apostles and prophets no longer exist.
因为他们的责任就是要建立教会的根基。
Because their responsibility is to build the foundation of a church.
现在他已经流传下来了这许许多多的著作，所以使徒跟先知在今天的教会已经没有作用了。
And the foundation has been built through the, all the teachings, the New Testament. Therefore, apostles and prophets have done with their responsibility.
因此我们可以说在今天的教会有三种人还存在。
Therefore, we may say that in today's church, there are three types of people who still exist.
有传福音的，有牧师跟教师。
One is evangelist, the other is pastors, and the third is teachers.
弟兄姊妹，在原文里的牧师不是牧师。
In the original language, pastors, the term is not pastors.
是牧人。
It's
shepherd.
It's not pastors. In the original language, it's a shepherd.
对中国人来讲，这个做个牧人的都不好听。
Maybe from a Chinese point of view, to be a shepherd is not very pleasant.
Shepherd 就变成牧师。
Therefore, shepherds become pastors.
因此上，许许多多的基督徒，哎，我喜欢牧师。这个牧师听起来文雅的，又有学问啊。这个还是用牧师，不要用牧人了。
So many Christians, brothers and sisters may think pastors, the term is more pleasing than for human ears than shepherds.
那今天的牧师名堂就更多了。
Nowadays, there are different kinds of pastor.
啊，主任牧师，好像假如说是只有一个教会有三四个都是牧师，那总有一个头啊，说这个是主任牧师。
There is a term, a pastor in charge, who heads all other pastors.
那么主任牧师听起来也太没有什么权柄了，所以上面还要再加一个名词，叫做什么？叫做这个他们这个用的这个名词用得很美呀，就是那种牧师叫什么？叫什么？好像箭毒一样的，这种名词。
And then, there was another term which sounds even more pleasant than pastor in charge. That's something like pastor superintendent.
所以，假如说是你不是一个大牧师的话，你就叫做助理牧师。
And then, if you are not a pastor, then you are called assistant pastor.
这个你假如是退休，你又想管事，你就叫什么？是什么？荣休牧师。
And if you retire, but you still want to be involved in church business, then you are called a pastor.Emeritus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这都是人的虚荣。
Dear brothers and sisters, these are all the result of coming from human conceit.
做神的儿女不应该再去追求世界上面的虚荣。
A God's child should not pursue the vain fame or in the world.
五十年前。人家把我立为长老。
50 years ago, people ordained me as elder.
我那个时候兢兢战战的。
I took up the task with fear and trembling.
我很喜欢长老。
I like to be an elder.
我不喜欢人家叫我牧师。
And I don't like people to call me pastor.
因为既然两个都是圣经上面的名词，为什么我要选择一个大家都要的一个名词？我不要。
And given that both terms, elder and pastor, appear in the Bible, I would rather choose the one which is less popular.
很不幸的，许许多多人到今天根本不知道长老是什么，所以一听到我是长老，马上就你这是。跑腿的，就是站在旁边。
And unfortunately, many people today still don't understand what a pastor, elder is. So when they know that I am an elder, not a pastor, then I received less respect.
我到洛杉矶教牧委员会去，他们都不承认我是一个牧人。
I go to Pastor Association of the Greater Los Angeles Area, and they don't recognize me as the preacher of a church.
甚至于还跑到来跟我讲，朱长老啊，你要开通一点啊。
And they even told me that Elder Chu, you should be a bit more open-minded.
我说我是从头到尾都是 open， 不 open 的是你们这一群人。
And I said that I have been very open-minded throughout, and it is you who are not open-minded.
所以我从来没有再到他们聚会去。
And since then, I have never been in the joint activities.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道今天的教会里的只有三种人。
So we must know that, in today's church, there are only three kinds of people.
一种叫做传福音的。
The evangelists.
这种人是专门出去传福音、建立教会的。
This kind of people, their responsibility is to go out to proclaim the gospel, gospel and the plant church.
也许今天你们讲的，这些人就是宣教的。
So nowadays, we may associate evangelists with missionaries.
而在地方的教会管理的人是一类，这一类的人叫做什么？牧人跟教师。
Whereas the other two types of people, the pastors and the teachers, they are the ones who lead or manage a local church.
你假如说是我不是牧人，我是牧师，我也尊重你。
If you prefer to be not to be called a shepherd, but rather to be called a pastor, I respect that.
这是圣经是称你是牧人。不是称你牧师。
But we must recognize that in the Bible, pastors were originally in the Bible called shepherds.
一个地方教会的牧人，他们的责任就是教导。
So, a shepherd, the shepherd of a local church, his responsibility is to teach.
所以今天许多解经家都认为。现在我们有的只有两种人。
So, many Bible scholars believe that, in today's church, we actually have only two types of people.
传福音的宣教士跟驻堂的牧人。
Evangelists who go out to spread gospels or missionaries, and the other is pastors, who stayed in a local church.To take care of the flock.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们现在，这是对不起，时间过得很快。很明显的，圣经告诉我们，地方教会是由长老们来治理跟牧养的。
So the Bible has taught us that in a local church, elders are the one who direct affairs.And teach.
圣灵赐给他们牧人跟教师的恩赐。
The Holy Spirit gives them gifts of being a shepherd and being a teacher.
为什么这个新约圣经要特别强调牧人或者牧师这个意思？
Why is that the New Testament place a special emphasis on pastors or on shepherds?
因为牧师或者牧者这个字的意思是指着这一批人的心肠是什么样。
When elders are called pastors or shepherds, this refer to their heart.
这种牧人的心肠是神特别赐给他的。
The heart of a shepherd is given by God.
不能够从训练、学习而得到这个恩赐。
The heart of a pastor cannot be obtained by training or studying.
今天的教会不是所有的牧师都是有牧者的心肠的。
In today's church, it's not that every pastor has a heart of a shepherd.
他们有牧者的名，却是有狼的心。
They are pastors or shepherds by name. Actually, they have a heart of a wolf.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们发现有一件事情。是什么？ 圣经里的记载案例长老的事情。
We also discover one thing from the New Testament that's about the ordaining of an elder.
所以提多书啊第一章第五节告诉我们。
Titus 1:5.
但是你没有办法找到案例牧师的记载。
But we cannot find the record from the Bible of ordaining a pastor.
因为什么？因为一个牧师他的心肠是从神那里得到的恩赐。
Because the heart of a shepherd or a pastor is from God.
长老是一个职位。
Elder is a position.
所以神要让这个职位这个公开的受案例而得到。
God wants the people who has this position to be ordained in public.
你是个长老，你就要管理你的教会。
If you are ordained as an elder, then your responsibility is to direct the affairs of the church.
你是个牧师，你就要爱你的羊群。
If you are an elder, then you have to love your flock.
所以我们只看到
a pastor, then you have to love your flock.
所以我们只看到案例长老的记录，看不到案例牧师的记录。
That's why we have only a record from the Bible of ordaining an elder, and we don't see any account of a shepherd or elder.Or pastor being ordained.
另外还有一件事情证实了长老是一个地方的教会的牧养人。
There is yet another passage which confirms that elders are the leaders of a local church.
我们发现当一个使徒他定居在一个地方的时候他就成为当地的长老。
We find that when an apostle in early days they settled in a place, then they automatically became the elder of the local church.
圣经似乎在告诉我们，你不是长老，你就不是牧会的人。
It seems that the Bible is telling us if you are not an elder, then you are not the one who has the pastoral responsibility.
我们可以从使徒彼得、使徒约翰他们的见证得到这样子的结论。
We may get this conclusion from testimonies of Apostle Paul and Apostle John.
彼得、约翰到了老年的时候都是自称长老。
When Paul and John arrived at an old age, they called themselves elders.
他住在这个地方，若是要在教会里头牧养这个教会，他要具备长老的身份。
If they when they stayed in a place, live in a place, and they participated in church's pastoral ministry, then they had to be.Elders of that church.
那么我本来还要想跟弟兄姊妹讲执事，我想这个就以后有机会再讲吧。
Because of time limit, I will stop here. I will not go on to the topic of deacons.
现在我要讲